Blog Talk Radio.
We get what we deserve.
Man, you're about to be ambitious. You'd be so foolish as you just
been
joined
gone.
The great Charles.
We've been meeting bad talks about as soon as you want. Double.
All right.
Five to make a pair.
Three. Four.
I got something, you're in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along.
Come on, y'all. With my feet in my hand. You know, all the work I did was for the other man. But now we're a man's attempt to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else. Say it loud.
Same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're in.
See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything.
In our songs and our happiness and people outside dancing and the children jumping rope, playing hide and seek, and the people on the street playing music, smelling the barbecue. And you in Chicago, you're walking down there. Who Scotty Pippen, was a Piper, was the mayor of Chicago, 47. You had Taylor Street, you had Eloise Hat Shop, all that stuff going on, you know, the shoe store, all that stuff. And just black folks just having fun. Jim and I reckon they're just jamming. You know, just good energy. You know, it's like what you, when you go through other communities now, because when I was coming from the airport, I was riding, anytime I visit other communities, they children out playing and they out doing stuff and they got their stores and they just jamming, playing their music and stuff. And it's kind of like a walk down memory lane, you know. What kind of memories do we give our children? What do they have to think of? You know, when I'm cutting up greens, I think about my grandmama. When I cut up them onions and the peeling comes out of, yeah, when I, certain smells or stuff, you know, good memories. I'd be cooking sometime and I'll start smiling because I'll think about my grandmother, I'll think about my mother, my aunties and all of them, even Aunt Clara. Just, you know, I cannot chop no onions and up in salmon to make croquettes without thinking about my aunt. You know, just thinking about folks, you know. Aunt Clara, how she used to put that rice on onions. It's just the different stuff that we had. What your brain's got to have both of some stuff that my teacher might have said to me. I was telling somebody, I never chew gum because I was a teacher in the sixth grade. Miss Hicks would say, if she caught you chewing gum, she said, you jackass, you ain't got nothing in your head but sawdust and snot, and put you in the corner with a duck cap on. So I didn't want to never be that. I got to be that one time. Just different thoughts you think in the music. And music bring back stuff from your high school and your boyfriends and all this stuff. Stop that. Two sticks of stone rubbed together, catch a fire and all that stuff. But you just think about memories. And then you think about what kind of memories are we making for our children? What are we doing here? What kind of memories? They have memories of sirens and shots and you're nothing, you're inferior. You got to look up to folks. You know, it's like a new era that's being created around us. That's all. I just think about that. This week, let me see where I was this week. I just got in town, y'all, so I'm like 2 hours. My clock is off. I was in L.A. And I might not even ask him to come on today, but I might try to reach out to him. I know he probably still asleep. Marsha and the Charlotte's got a Hollywood star, and we went there with him. He asked me, would I come? And we, my daughter Jamalita and I went. It was really something to be there. I want to say a shout-out to Chi-Town folks. Someone said, we listen to you every Saturday. Someone, Chicago was in the house in L.A. in Hollywood on Thursday, baby. They was there. And that night and stuff, Gene Chandler, everybody, we had a good time. It was just good to give somebody their flowers while they live, you know. And for Marsha to be there and to in the Charlotte, you know, Jackie Wilson, daughter was there. Bernadette was there from Good Time. All kind of folks was there. Gene Chandler, a lot of the artists' children was there. It was another generation. And I remember the Brunswick man said, when Jamalita met Jamalita, they remember her father, Jimmy Tillman, who played music at Brunswick, helped made Brunswick. You know, it was like, yeah, So it was like another generation. They have Squirrel children now. Y'all know Squirrel was part of the Shylights. We had his review at the Harold Washington. And so it was just nice to have everybody there. You know, it brought back a lot of memories, our music, and just what that brought us over and brought us across. You know, I don't remember no music saying, oh, you'll be you this, and let's kick on the do. The adrenaline wasn't like that. The closest thing we got to adrenaline was Frankie and Johnny was fighting one night and pow, three times, y'all, the thin line between love and hate. But all this other stuff, it was kind of different. But it was really good being there. What I'm going to try to do is, he's probably still asleep because I didn't tell him I was going to have him. I might try to call him to see how he felt. But to get that star was important for him and important for all of those black artists' children who was there. When I saw Jackie Wilson's daughter receive something on her daddy's behalf, you know, this daughter around my age, just a few years younger, but all them other folks, young and the generations of black folks that was there, from my age and Marsha's age on bound to the youngest of young folks who was there to enjoy what we was about. The message is in the music. Art is so important for your brain. The right side, the left side, you know, you into computers, whatever you store in there. It was just good. It was a good feeling to be there after everything that's going on. So I am going to try. I didn't ask him. Well, I just got in, y'all. That's why I just got in last night. My body clock is off because I was there for a few days. I'm going to maybe see what I can do. And I'm going, Dr. Anderson, for those who, I know you're going to be waking up for him, I'm going to have him next week. He needed another week to give y'all some time to read that book and to talk about what's in that red book. If you haven't had a chance to get the book, you can start getting them now and ordering for birthdays, holidays, and Christmas. But also to be able to really dialogue with him next week when I have him. So I'm going to have him next week, give him some time to get some break. And also, since I'm with some stuff to do some other stuff. But if we got to talk, y'all. Thank you, Ebony. Ebony bought her mama some water. She know mama had sleep. But I love y'all either way. So much. I didn't get a chance to read a lot of the newspapers. But I do know a lot of things is going on. And I'm going to see where we are with the remap. I mean, I got to catch up on that, the remap, and what's going on with the state and the federal, and the county. I know that the Chinese said they want them a ward. They want a ward to be drawn up for them, and they want to take the level of the ward. I don't know what John Daly going to say about that. And, you know, before they asked for a ward, those folks drew them one to give them one, gave them a seat in the state house. State rep. What did she do? She got school. She got everything. There's something happened when these people get in place, how they begin to work to build community versus our people get in place and they work to build what they perceive as power, recognition, something else. Because if as long as we've been in office since the Civil Rights Movement, because Chicago didn't have that many people in office until we fought for them to get more. But you would think that if our people's on was building community, we'd be much further. We would not have lost as much ground as we lost. And we would be in another place. Because, you know, when you think about how people emulate us, whether it's our music or whatever it is, how they do us, whether it's how they setting up what they're asking for when you people tell them, we want this, we want that, versus, and then the things that we had was all destroyed. And I can't blame all of that on forces that's fighting us. I have to blame it on some of us. And I also have to blame it on those who just turned their backs on the community. And the question is, if the Chinese said in our community have grown, we the largest growing. Everybody always be the largest growing. Y'all have to tell me about that. We haven't, and then we have babies. We say some other stuff. But these folks walking over, because the Chinese only was having one child. So I don't know how they're fast as growing unless they're just coming in here. But right now, and I was telling somebody, we talk all this stuff. When you go to Chinatown, black folks don't work in the Chinese restaurants. I want y'all to think about that. But we patronize all over. We can talk stuff, but we don't work in there. You can go, if you go over to the little village and all them other places, you're not going to see black folks working. In the ethnic communities, you're not going to see us. And that's a question to be raised that we need to think about. But at the same time, all of the things we fought for, they'll use to get to build their community, not to open up if it's discrimination or what. They don't say, well, I'm doing, they take it. And a lot of these folks, I want y'all to know black folks, they got y'all looking at some white supremacists while all these other folks are very, very discriminatory toward us and have a negative opinion toward us. Y'all always talk about the Mexicans. I'm talking about all other folks. Don't you remember that time? Some of y'all might be too young. I'm going to drink some of this orange juice. When the, was a Japanese prime minister? Somebody got caught saying that the black folks was lazy. If some of y'all remember that, y'all call and tell me. It was about 10 years ago, they just lazy to apologize. So they got this opinion about us as a people after they used everything that we have. When I had Omar, what is her name, from Minnesota, when she said they just jealous because of us because they don't take advantage of like we do, as long as they, you know, what they can get there. She had a very negative opinion. I knew she wasn't talking about Europeans. She was talking about us. And then when I see, I saw this black congresswoman, and I hope Ebony find that for me. She was on TV yesterday talking about this $6.7 billion for resettlement of Afghan people. And I want you to find it if you can, Ebony. I'm looking at her. Are you insane? Then I'm looking at who's leading, who long as black people have been in office there, they are following the dictator of the people. It makes no sense to me. And only because as long as we've had these things, I submit to you that we should be better off. Not worse off. And we're not that bad. We are worse because we created some things for no signal over here, huh? We created some things for so that we could have something. Everything all right? Okay. Created some things so that we could be able to go. But then you have people who have just come. And I'm telling y'all something. They resettled these Afghan people, and a bunch of them came to Chicago. Now, I might get in trouble. I don't care, really. These folks, they brought their wives who are children over here. And they're going to have them in. America going to accept that. As I said last time, look what they're doing to everybody. Look at the R. Kelly. Look what they're doing to Bill Cross. All these other folks that's Americans. But that means that what you're doing in America, if you let these people come here and they don't abide by our laws, they abide by their law. This is what we do. And this, No. If that's the way you want to be, take your butt back over there. Because in America, you are not allowed to violate children. And you cannot have a 12 or 13-year-old bride. Now, 2 weeks ago, not last week, some of them over one of the barricades over there in one of those towns raped a young girl. And they just leave them when they get ready. Then another one assaulted a woman soldier who was coming on duty, three of them. That. So, and I hope, I'm telling black women and women, whatever color you are, because of how they are, you remember over in Europe somewhere, there's gang raping or doing all these kids and these young kids doing stuff. If they're selling these people in your community and you got daughters and stuff, you have to be careful. We need to know. It's like all the emphasis is on selling, reselling all these folks, giving all these folks stuff. And here we are. I was talking to a young lady the other day. She was trying to get housing. She was trying to get some help for her and her family. And she was telling me that there was very few people, black organizations, black folks she can go to help her. All of them was either Chinese or Mexican or some else that was in charge of all these social programs. I said, really? And she was talking about they had the Urban League and some other places, not many places. So they've taken black folks back through a time zone, the younger, the other folks who don't know about the other stuff. But this is some deep stuff. The other stuff, I don't know, and you need to talk to your congresspeople about what's going on, one of these bills where, and I got to get it all. I know enough. I'm not sure whether it's in this $3 trillion or which one of the bills in where they put in there that if you deposit or remove $600 from the bank account, it has to be reported to the federal government. Y'all not paying attention to that. In the meantime, while in this bill that they're fighting, they want to hire so many more hundreds of IRS agents. Why they want to do that? To make sure that they got somebody to police this money going in and out of here. Not that I expect you to do anything wrong, but that's an invasion of privacy that you tell a bank, you finna pass this law that if someone have $600 in or out of their account, it has to be reported. Now, y'all need to talk to y'all congressmen about that. But you're not thinking about that. You're so busy repeating what they're saying. When I saw this woman on the floor last night, Evan, you got to find her, who was introducing me, and I'm going to play it if I can find it, the money for the Afghanistan, $6.3 billion, to resettle them. I said, why are you doing that? Why didn't you let Omar or one of them folks do it? You need to be fighting against the $600. Okay, you need to be talking about Biden said he wants so many millions of dollars to build public housing for people to be able to stay. Who do you think he built those houses for? He tore all down. It's for to give all these people to make sure they have a place. And y'all think this $500 or $600 is for y'all? It's to give these people in one of these bills. You need to look at it and get out. We need to be having conversations with our elected officials, and I don't care what party you are, but if you didn't, like, I've talked to my congressman. I'm going to talk to them. And we got Robin Kelly, Danny, and Bobby. And I'm going to ask them about the $600. I'm going to ask them about this resettlement stuff that they're doing. When you got black folks out here that's in trouble, they even put money in there for their schools and tell them to give it amnesty to all of these people. Which makes no sense. Now, one thing about other people, that they come in and they take an advantage, and everybody is like, you might not believe, but it's a bit of these Negroes. We're going here. Even in the political arena, they're just kind of pushing black folks aside. But if you read everything they're saying, they're talking about education and economics. Now, our schools are really messed up, and nobody's talking about the fact that children don't get biology. Well, they don't get biology no more because they're going to know it's real. Man and woman is real. They don't get chemistry. In other schools, they're having what they have in other schools is people proficient in the language, in the subject they're teaching. In our schools, they throw anybody in there that you don't know anything about math or science. So what we have to do here, we got to turn this stuff around. It's not too late. And that's one thing I'm going to talk to Dr. Adams about next week. But we got to turn it around. Well, we got to prepare our children. Okay, this governor this man running for governor of Virginia, I saw him the other night, saying parents have no business involved in education their children. Are you out of your mind? Parents do. You have a right and responsibility to see what your children are being taught and demand that it is quality. That is crazy. So right now, they have locked out black children, parents, out of the schools. You can't go in like you used to, like I did when my children was going to school. And you can't see, except when they're online. How many minutes I got? About 2 or 3 minutes? Okay. When they're online and they, you can see. But their children are really not being taught. They can't write. I don't care if they do words on the computer. They got to do handwriting. They can't write. They're not learning basic stuff. But other folks are learning this. I'm watching these children. You can't do technology, or you can't do work in this technical field if you don't understand physics and math and all this other stuff. And then I'm teaching our children. I have a great concern. I'm really hoping that, now you're going to see a lot of folks come out making these little emotional type things like they are in your corner when they really not, y'all. Trust me. You know, they're not in your corner. They're going to be saying, oh, I'm going to get y'all emotional. Oh, you just go to polls and vote. They pop up. But when they're in place, what do they do to work on your behalf? It can be done, y'all. Trust me, I was in government. It's how you leverage and what you ask for. But people get caught up in their titles and who they are and all the people they're hard on are black people, their constituency. And the other folks go and work on behalf of their people. And they know how to set up government. They go in, they set up government within a government. Because if these folks was not set up their own government, within our country. And I want y'all to tell me how you feel about this, that you can't, should it be in America that you helped build, that you can't get access to something because you don't speak two languages? That's not right. And we're not saying anything. We think it's all right. It is not all right. This is America. And then you got people that have taken a position, and they're taking over government and incremental position. And y'all, you know, and they're taking positions to build their community and to push ours aside. De facto. You know, de facto, they ain't going to come out and say you move aside. And then you hear your politician saying, you know, the thing is changing. Now, what's changing? But then if you go all the way down to those people who are talking and you look at their what their heritage is, you will find out most of them are the first or second generation who made it. So they don't have the same interest in America as you might have. The native blacks I'm talking about. Because as Jimmy's book said, black patriots, how we have fought ever since we've been here. From the first bullet on down, but we were able to make it, and we knew how to negotiate on behalf of black people. If you look at history, you'll find throughout history, black folks never just work for themselves and just their little individual family. You look, they were always looking to see how to advance the black race, whether it's whether it's Drew, whether it's all these people, you know, it was always, what do you do for the black race? How do you build hospitals? How do you build schools? The church was always about how do you do and what do you do for your people. Now, keep in mind, when you want to destroy a community, and I want you to hear me very clearly, and I'm going to take a break. I want all the Shylight music you can find because I'm going to be into the Shylight today, okay? I want you to understand that these folks are very clear on family. Do you see them? Oh, is that my family? We're going to bring the whole family over here. And if you notice how they'll show the black face and not the other face, they're keeping families and nuclear families together. Okay, but they told you, the black family, it was on Black Lives Matter website too, to destroy the nuclear family. So if you destroy the nuclear black family, how our nucleus is. We had a different nucleus to survive here than what's going on with us. They still go to their service and service their God or whatever the hell they worship. And they tell you to get away from the churches. Now, if you got some bad preachers, I'm sure you have find you a good one. But to get you away from God, to worship God, and to have your family take care of your children, there's something wrong. I'm going to be back, y'all. I got to take a break. I'm going to be gone for 1 minute. Y'all going to be doing most of the talking today, other than if I can get Marsha on for a minute. Because I want to hear from you. Do you think that we are, that in America, we should be denied access as black people to jobs and different things if you don't speak two languages? And what do you think about this $6.7 billion put aside for the Afghanistan? I want to know all this stuff you're thinking and how you're feeling about this $600 that in this bill that they ain't told you about. You better look it up. So if you have $600 in the bank at least, and you withdraw, put in, you report it, and also about them having all these IRS, don't y'all get so caught up on hate that you don't know. Because we got to talk to our congresspeople about this. I want y'all to get on the phone with them right away. But anyway, get your coffee, get your tea, talk of Chicago, 1690, that VON, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.thevon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back. Talk to me, coffee, tea, in the conversation. We enjoy the right team. We'll be right back.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust to the Monday edition of the 3:30 Focus. Tune in to see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank for consumer and business customers. They have more than 170 neighborhood locations with one near you. Whether you want to open a checking account or buy a home, Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com/find us to find a neighborhood location near you. Listen Mondays for Wintrust 3:30 Focus.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series kicks off Thursday, October 7th with the riveting street drama Canal Street on VON TV. See what happens when a Chicago high school student is arrested for the murder of his white classmate and witness a father's fight for his son's vindication.
Didn't kill nobody. You think I'm a murderer?
I didn't raise a murderer.
Canal Street, starring Empire's Brashear Gray, Mekhi Phifer, and Harry Lennox, shows the bond between a father and his son when their backs are against the ropes.
Are you a God-loving man?
Yes.
Then you will be vindicated.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series kicks off Thursday, October 6th at 7 p.m. on VON TV. Watch it on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV Plus, or at VON.TV.
We're celebrating Chicago-based films, writers, and producers. And we've got a different premiere every Thursday in October.
Chicago, the whole world is watching us right now.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series on VON TV is our culture, our way.
Hello, I'm Sir Henry Cheatham of Classic Blues and R&B. I want to tell you about my friend, State Farm agent Larry C. Williams. Larry can help you with all of your insurance needs for your home, auto, and life. For fast and dependable service at a competitive price, make sure you give Larry a call at 773-379-9009. That's 773-379-9009. Or you can visit LarryCWilliams.com. Like a good neighbor, Larry C. Williams is here to help you with all of your insurance needs.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Talking about y'all. Hey! Come on now. Woo! Yeah! Hey y'all, up goes the price of living and we're right back where we were. We're celebrating the Child Life, Marsha Thompson and the Child Life this morning. They got their star on the Walk of Fame yesterday, Thursday, y'all. Yeah, for God's sake, more power to the people. Y'all better take it. Coffee, tea, the conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, right here at the great WVON 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Facebook, group Facebook. If you miss us, you can get us back on Blog Talk. I'm going to the phone because we're celebrating the Child Life. I just told you, hey, everything going up. Have y'all noticed gas? Have you noticed eggs, meat, all the other stuff while y'all talking? Hate will make you stop thinking. I'm telling y'all, and I'm going to get this. If y'all know who the congresswoman is, I'm going to get her. And we got to talk to our congresspeople. I done told y'all. Because $600, if you put it in the bank or you take it out, they got to report it to the IRS, in and out. That's an invasion of privacy. And they got money in the bill to hire 100 and some more, I don't forgot how many thousands or more IRS officers so they can be able to police that. And they got reset. They want to make amnesty to all these folks, illegals. Y'all call them whatever you want to, and giving them the right to vote. And but they're trying to build public housing. The show ain't for you. I'm going to the phone, Brother Brown.
One of the obvious things that jumps out when you hear about what they're trying to do is those who are not asleep are the ones who are on the phone or certainly on your program. But all the areas that we talked about, my initial comment is about education, because there's a difference between an instructor, a teacher, and an educator. An educator is the one that makes sure that you came to school. An educator was the one who lived in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about speaking a dual language, no one speaks about African language. I don't need to speak Spanish. I need to be able to communicate with 1,500,000,000 people in Africa. And one of the things about us at times, we're so busy chasing what is not in our best favor, and we forget what is in our best favor. We're the adults. We're the parents. Right now, even with the COVID, your house has become an incubator of information if you choose. You shouldn't be watching.
Don't go all over the board. Okay.
Mine is specific. Education is what you do speak so loud, people really can't hear what you say.
Okay, I got you.
A lot of times, the voices that we have, we just, crying in the wind.
Okay, well,
we're doing.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all talk today and just give me a piece of solution on some of your solution was you need to speak language in Africa. Africa don't have no one language because Africa is not a country. It's a continent. Different countries have different language in Africa, so they don't have no one common language. I'm going to write that down as your solution. Okay, I tell you, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman. How you doing?
I'm here. I just fresh from California. Fresh from California.
Oh, wow. Sunshine State. Ms. Tillman, see, the problem what we're facing is all that what you're saying, but what I can't understand is the Democrats, it's our party that's pushing this crap.
Well,
you can't go to France and expect to get a job if you can't speak French. If you can't speak French, you got to bring someone who can speak French and interpret for you. And what makes it even worse than that, Ms. Tobin, our black politicians aren't putting a stop to this. We need to stop being so nice to our black politicians and the Democrat Party, period.
Well, Frank, hold up, I'm right now what everybody's saying because I'm letting y'all talk to y'all solution. But I do want to interject here that we still have an opportunity while we tell them what we need to be doing. We should be on the phone talking to our representative, black and white, from the 12 states you're in, and tell them we are against this bill in terms of $600 a day in your bank account, and they can have to report it to the IRS, and all this $6-something billion for the Afghanistan resettlement, all this stuff in there. We got to start speaking up for our best interest, too. I'm not talking about no party. I'm talking about the best interest of the black community. So I'm telling y'all to call y'all reps.
If we not emailing, if we not calling them, if we not texting them, and there's no, if you don't put a stop to this stuff, I mean, lay down a serious threat. Not just go viral. We're going to vote y'all of us out of office and put someone in there that'll put a stop to this. That's what we should be doing on our part. Representative Ford was on 2 o'clock last weekend in Eddie Reed's place. I think we lost Eddie Reed. I don't know. But I'm going to talk to him today and say, look here, man, y'all not trying to do the things as far as stopping the violence and protect us. We need y'all to do this. We got to start speaking out as callers, as listeners, as voters. That's
okay.
What we're messing up at.
Well, I'm asking y'all now. State reps and your congressman and all your federal and tell them we are against this stuff about some $600 because we're not paying attention to that. And more people in the IRS and also the settlement money and all this stuff in the making. We gotta fight on our behalf, too. Thank you, Frank. We got to fight. We got to say something, y'all. Don't sit by and do nothing. William.
Hello. How are you doing, Ms. Tillman?
I'm all right.
Yeah. I heard an ad on WVON. It was about a week or so ago. You know, it was recent. And it was talking about these jobs that were available. And it was I forget the company or just what, but it was quite a few jobs available, and I guess it was, decent starting works. And so the person, on air who was reading it read all the way through it and got down to the bottom of it, and it said bilingual preferred. And,
I don't know about that, but we need to do something about that. We need to say prefer. So we need to raise the question once we find out who was the company.
I forget, the company, but bilingual preferred. And I was kind of shocked, though, that the person who read it, they didn't comment on that. They just let it go just like it wasn't there,
Well, our minds are really in a fog right now. We see and we don't see. As the Bible said, those who have ears can't hear, those who have eyes can't see. We're not seeing and we're not hearing a lot right now. That's the problem. But we got to raise the level of consciousness and raise for the interests of our people. But we need to see about that. We need that. That's something we need to deal with. We got to deal with. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Thank you so much. How much time I got over there? I can take a couple more calls before I go on break. I'm trying to take a phone ring. A couple more calls before I go on break. Let me see y'all. Y'all hang in there. This board is lit up, and I want to thank y'all for letting it be lit up. I tell you, Mike Muhammad.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
I'm a former neighbor. Used to be with you down there on 47th and Vincennes.
Okay, you from Cincinnati now, huh?
Yeah, I'm out in Cincinnati now, raising the consciousness of what we did in Chicago back in 1983 through 87 with Harold Washington, because here the brothers are asleep.
They're not just asleep there, baby. They sleep right now. Black folks sleep all over the country.
The Hispanics are taking over all the service jobs, maintenance jobs at the large companies in Cincinnati and Hebron, Kentucky. And I'm just reminding brothers, you got to get up and act out and be proactive and conscious of what's going on economically and educationally so we can stay above board, because they're bringing everybody else in and we going back further and further.
Well, and we got to be able – yeah, you're right. Work is very important. Economic and education, we got to find out if people taking our – we are allowing them – are we giving it over? That's something to think about. Because our people now – our people should be pushing for vocational training and skills, and the artisan skills should be pushing for education for our people. That's what we did. See, when we went to the seat of power, we demanded stuff. We didn't have them tell us. And we all the things we fought for. See – these folks ain't taking. They getting up and they going. They doing their little work and doing their stuff. Got their little truck, and it's really something. We got to get more of. You're right. Thank you, Muhammad, for calling. I'm gonna take one more call before I go on break. I think. Can I take one more? Okay. All right. You give me some shout lights to go out with. We shout lighting today, y'all. I tell y'all. And those who are waiting on this line, you wait, because the farm is lit up. We're gonna be talking. Letting y'all talk today mostly. Minister Plump, don't waste your time on all the other stuff. Now, how you doing this morning, Minister Plump?
We are not Shalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply.
I don't know. We ain't multiplying. Wait. You said every time you call here, according to them, we not multiplying. Our number's going down. So I go on.
Well, we going up. Brother Plump near Washington said we must flop the whole community. Solution is atonement. Solution is prosperity, and we're going to be continuing to fundraise for the whole community.
Okay. What else now? Can you talk about fundraising? Okay, what else?
Yes. Well, we're doing the best that we can do is because Yahshua, the Lord of the worlds, who most know Jesus Christ, is a black man.
Okay, yes, he was. Sure. I thank you because born to a black woman. You're right. I love you, Plump. Thank you so much. I can't take another call. Talk of Chicago. Y'all hang in there. Don't y'all hang up, because they put a few lines. Y'all might miss y'allself if y'all hang up. I got to take a break. Talk of Chicago, 69WVON. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. If you miss us, you can get us on Blog Talk. We are celebrating Marsha Thompson and the Shalites this morning because they got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star on Thursday. We were there, y'all. We had a good time. Jackie Wilson's daughter was there. Gene Chandler herself was there. You had artists there. You had all generations of children. Like my daughter, Jimelita, was there, who's the daughter of Jimmy Tillman and Dorothy Tillman, of course. But you had all these squirrel children was there. Red children was there. Folks from all over was there. Bernadette from Good Time was there. But what I noticed in that was that we had generations of people of all ages there. When I saw my daughter talking to Jackie Wilson's daughter, and who's close to my age now, some of them squirrel daughter talking to some. It was really a ball, y'all. Marsha, we salute you here in Chicago and WVON for that Hollywood star. And I want y'all to know Chicago was in the house. Hey, Skeet, what's he said, the some of the microphone, he was there. Skeet. Bang, bang, bang. From the Al Capone of the microphone. That's what he called himself. We had a good time, y'all. We had a really good time. We're celebrating Marsha Thomas and the Shalites, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. Let's go out with some of the Shalites. Marsha.
Chapman. And I'm Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Three congresswomen have shared their personal stories about abortion during a House hearing on reproductive rights. Democrats Pramila Jayapal of Washington, as well as Black congresswomen Barbara Lee of California and Cori Bush of Missouri, talked about their difficult decisions to end pregnancies on MSNBC's The Readout with Black host Joy Reid. Congresswoman Bush.
When I found out that I was pregnant, it was very difficult because I still didn't understand what was happening. I didn't even realize what to do. I just knew that I wasn't ready for a child.
They all had different stories, including those of rape, depression, and in Congresswoman Lee's case, of traveling to a back alley Mexican clinic.
And why it's so important now for me to tell the story is I don't want any woman to ever have to go through that.
The three lawmakers are in opposition to a new Texas law that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Former U.S. ambassador to Israel is expressing outrage after Black Vice President Kamala Harris did not challenge a college student who accused the Jewish state of ethnic genocide. Harris was in a discussion about National Voter Registration Day with students at George Mason University when a young woman blasted U.S. support for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system during a lengthy criticism of America and Israel.
This is about the fact that your voice, your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed, and it must be heard.
The exchange did not sit well with former Ambassador David Friedman, who tweeted, "No one is entitled to their personal truth."
Mexico sent over 70 Haitian immigrants back to Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, in what the government called part of an assisted voluntary return to the Caribbean island nation. Mexico's Foreign and Interior Ministry said the flight was conducted under an agreement between the Mexican and Haitian governments. It's aimed at managing the growing numbers of Haitian asylum seekers moving through Mexico toward the U.S.
YouTube is blocking all anti-vax content. The Google-owned video site made the announcement as part of a new set of policies aimed at cutting down on anti-vaccine content. It said it will ban any videos claiming that commonly used vaccines approved by health officials are ineffective or dangerous. The California-based company previously blocked videos that made those claims about COVID-19 vaccines, but not ones for other vaccinations, like chickenpox or measles.
Words of encouragement can go a long way. That's why Fran Fraser of Columbus, Ohio, created Black Girl Rising, Inc. For years, the Black woman, with the help of the community, has passed out books of handwritten, encouraging letters and affirmations to local Black girls who need it most. Fraser told WBNS-TV, the next book will look a little different.
These love letters are from middle school students from New York who know no girl here in Columbus.
Students at Democracy Prep Middle School in Harlem, New York, heard about Black Girl Rising and wanted to pitch in. 500 Black girls in the Columbus area will receive the book of powerful love letters. I'm Jaleesa Chapman, along with Ray Harris, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Keon Williams.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. This Saturday, October 2nd, at Columbus Park Refectory, 5701 West Jackson at 10 a.m., we are hosting a sweat-a-thon to build our bodies for COVID. Join us this Saturday as we get fit with Terrain and Explosive Fitness and Gerald with Trap Fit Slim and Trim with G. And be sure to listen to Black Excellence Hour this Sunday at 5 p.m. while we catch our breath right here on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series kicks off Thursday, October 7th with the riveting street drama Canal Street on Vaughn TV. See what happens when the Chicago high school student is arrested for the murder of his white classmate and witness a father's fight for his son's vindication.
Didn't kill nobody. Think I'm a murderer.
I didn't raise a murderer.
Canal Street, starring Empire's Brashear Gray, Mekhi Phifer, and Harry Lennox, shows the bond between a father and his son when their backs are against the ropes.
Are you a God-loving man?
Yes. Then you will be vindicated.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series kicks off Thursday, October 6th at 7 p.m. on Vaughn TV. Watch it on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV Plus, or at VON.TV.
We're celebrating Chicago-based films, writers, and producers. And we've got a different premiere every Thursday in October.
Chicago, the whole world is watching us right now.
WVON's Black Heritage Film Series on Vaughn TV is our culture, our way. Throughout the year, Walmart is celebrating Black excellence by highlighting entrepreneurs from the community. This fall, Larry E. Roberts Jr. will launch the next phase in his amazing legacy, opening the new Barber Maximus at the Chatham Walmart Superstore. Since the opening of his first barbershop location, Larry's goal included creating a safe space for the youth and young adults in his community. He went on to open a barber college program in the Cook County Department of Corrections to help participants prepare to re-enter society after release. For Larry, this new location means even greater opportunity to reach, teach, and grow the community he loves. Walmart is proud to celebrate the next new phase of Larry's amazing journey. With news and information coming to you from every direction, here's a team you can trust. It's the Commentators, WVON's exclusive group of thought leaders sharing their perspectives on everything from politics to business to community from every angle and every side. It's Kimberly Agoin, Carl West, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, and Yolanda Joe. The Commentators, the most exclusive club in Chicago. Join them weekdays, 9:20, 5:20, and 11:55 p.m. They are why we're the talk of Chicago.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to know it's not just a month, but a movement. Did you know that there are many ways to treat breast cancer? Surgery, radiation, hormone therapy, chemotherapy, and targeted therapy are five treatment options, with surgery being the most common. Second is chemotherapy, which uses medication to either destroy or slow down the growth of cancer cells. The third most popular is radiation therapy. It uses high energy rays to kill cancer cells. Consult with your doctor to find which treatment is best for you. Regular mammograms can help lessen the severity of the treatment. This message is brought to you by Access Community Health Network.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
If every boy can sing, till earth and heaven ring, ring with a hope. The present has brought us, facing the rising sun of a new day. Jesus, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
Hey, Dr. King was D1. He said we got some difficult days ahead. And it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. You know, as you really get into God, and you get in the Spirit of God and the mountaintop experience, you can understand why certain things don't matter because you know God is, always. And he said, we got some difficult days, but it doesn't matter because I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go up there, and it's going to be all right, y'all. We just got to wake up and make these, we can see and hear. It is 7 o'clock, y'all. Wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, we have got to take this deep breath. We've got to be vigilant for our future and our children. Our children matter. Our family matters. We got to start saying black family matters, black children matter, black education matters, black economics matter. It is 7 o'clock. Take a deep breath for this black. Come on, y'all. Two more times. Black. One more time for the Trinity as we celebrate y'all here. We're so happy to have had that black music, all that music that Charlotte did for us, and how we had on the stars. They on the star Hollywood, Marsha Thompson, and Charlotte says, that ain't black, y'all. Black. Is that black enough for you?
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation.
Come on, Dr. King. We got to assert it real now, y'all. We got to go hard and heavy. We got to assert this for the future of our children and our family, our black nucleus family. Woo! Don't let nobody
take your manhood.
To take your manhood, take away your family. Your manhood is gone anyway. We got to stay strong.
Our heritage, as somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed.
Nothing. They fooling y'all.
A lie.
They still telling the lie, Dr. King. They still telling it.
Racism. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the.
They got some new language now, Dr. King. They fooling
always
black folks.
Degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
Yeah, they got a new song they're singing, Dr. King. Come on, black folks. All these folks waking up this morning. Look at them.
Get the language right.
Hey. Woo.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out.
Yes,
I'm black.
Hey.
I'm black and I'm beautiful.
Talk of Chicago 1690. WBON, our number 7735916. We're streaming live. www.wbon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. If you miss us, go back to Blog Talk, y'all. Coffee Tea Blog Talk, you'll get me, and you can hear it. We are having a good time. We're talking about many things. I hope y'all heard my opening. We're talking about education. We're talking about all the things we're talking about. Like I told y'all, you better call your congressman. Don't wait till the bill passed. Where if your bank account $600, they reported to the IRS, you put it in or out, and all the money they put in to have more IRS agents to get you also the amnesty bill, also the $6.7 billion that they put. Barbara, I think her name represented Barbara Lee. If I get it, if I think it was her, make sure I'm gonna play it. Well, she introduced the bill, and here we are with our education, our economics, Hey, education? What need to be in our schools? What we need in our schools? Math and science and reading. World history to understand the world. We need our history. And we need the music and art and all that. You better wake up before it's too late. But Black family matter. The nuclear family, the way we've had it as Black people. Black children matter. Black education matter. Black, you know, Black life matter. Yeah. Well, they said a mind is a terrible thing to waste. We got two minds wasting up here, but you got two lives. We got two minds wasting. We got to make sure. We got to make sure on these two minds that we got to take care of our baby's mind. We're going back to the phone, y'all. We're talking Chicago 69. I told y'all 773-591-69. I did it. Yeah, I was just having a good time because we're celebrating the Shilohites. This show been dedicated to Marsha Thompson and the Shilohites all morning. We had a good time with the Walk of Fame. We're going to have them on after our 7:30 break for a few minutes and let them just say something to y'all. Thank Chicago for coming out and everything. Chicago was there. Romanski Love was there. Al Capone, the microphone, everybody was there. Gene Chandler, Jackie Wilson's daughter. It was generational. It felt good, y'all. It felt good. So I'm going back. Hey, I got some. What I dedicate this particular song to Alfred Edmonds from the Black Enterprise magazine, who's doing a thing on Marsha. He was there, too. He's doing something special on Marsha from the Shilohites. The Enterprise magazine is doing something. And this is his favorite song, and he want to hear it, but he's doing a special on Marsha. So he was there. Go on. This is to you, Ms. Edmund. I know you're doing some special on Marsha and the Shilohites. This to you, Miss Edmund. I know you said it's your song. And the Black Enterprise magazine is doing something special on Marsha. I think I forgot when it's coming out, but he was there. He loved the Shilohites. But he told me this was one of his favorite songs. Mr. Edmonds from Black Enterprise magazine. This for him. He's doing a very special on Marsha and the Shilohites. And I'll let y'all know when it's going to come out. But he enjoyed himself too. Woo! Everybody was there, y'all. And I was there, but I was there as V.O.N. and Marsha's sister. So V.O.N. was represented too. All right, Ms. Edmund, I got to let it go now. That was to you. He was there because he's doing a special on Marsha and the Shilohites for the Black Enterprise. He said, Ms. Tillman, I love the coldest day of my life, but I love all the Shilohites. He got every song the Shilohites ever made. So he's doing something. We've gone to the phone now, and after I take my 7:30 break, Marsha, I'm going to call you. Marsha's still out there in California. Y'all know he's moving to Vegas, but he just couldn't tell him nothing because Chicago showed up for him. I'm going back to the phone to take some calls as many as I can before the break. Oh, y'all waiting, honey. Let's talk. I think Pam was Pam next or Marsha? I'm trying to take it in line, y'all. I don't know whether Pam, I might get you. Pamela, I don't know if you was next, but I think you was. I got you, yes. Pamela.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dorothy. This is a question I want to present to the audience and as well as to my politicians when I call them. They have money for everything that they have money to give to all these people that come over here to the United States. But what about reparations? We are the ones that built this country. It seems like they don't have, when you talk about the Marshall Plan, they don't have money. And we need viable programs. And then Isabel Wilkins' book. She talks about that. Everybody comes out over here, and we still stay in the basement.
Well,
and everybody looks down on us.
I hear you, Ms. Pickett. I appreciate it. Let me just say, Dr. King said, man can't ride your back if it's not bent. Now, people do to you what you allow them to do to you. You be bullied if you be bullied. You put folks in office, they don't do what they're supposed to be supposed to deal with it. Other folks come, you're not supposed to give up territory because we don't protect the little communities we have left. We're not going to have anything in a minute. Biden, he's going to build some public housing. He's going to make amnesty. He's going to do all this other stuff. We're not, all our communities are we getting pushed out. We have to stand, too. You can't be peeping behind the curtain helping somebody. We got to save ourselves, okay, family? And you're right, and I'm going to play. Before I go back to the phone, I'm going to play this little statement about Representative Bob Lee when she introduced that money for the Afghanistan. Thank you so much, Pamela. Let's go. It's not ready yet, so I'm going to go to Mike. Mike?
Yes, good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call. And I think it's great, though. What I believe we definitely do need is communications, black communications media, is just the way you went out there to California and you are announcing and what happened, what took place. I wish there was a media where I could have immediately gone to a week ago and knew that was going on.
Well, you know, we got to do, Mike, you know, we got to do. Somehow or another, we have allowed a lot of our newspapers and all of, we didn't have BOE, I don't know what we'll do, and a couple other, but we have got to get back, look at the blueprint we had. And we got to make sure that we go back into rebuilding our black media a little bit stronger than what it is. We got to get back in there. I agree with you, Mike.
We're in critical times, not a little bit stronger, much stronger. So then all those, you know, it's a statement. If you want to know about the people being at the meeting, you know who's in your car going to the meeting will be there. That's mm-hmm. what happened with you and your daughter. You know your daughter was there with you.
Yeah, so, thank you, Mike. And it was just so good to see Jackie Wilson.
The times we in, the time for action is now.
All right, now.
And getting our own schools and educating our own self, like Dr.
You know what the satellite said earlier, get power to the people. That's why I played it. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is it ready? Okay, we'll play it later, and I'm going to keep going to the phone. Okay, who is this? Michelle Congressman Lee. I don't know what she's saying, but I'm going to try it. I can't understand it right. Okay. All right. She gone. Let's go to four. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Miss Dorothy Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm great. And it's so good to hear that you had a good time. I love to hear when people have good times. And I want to congratulate Marshall Thompson and the Shylights. One of my favorite songs that he sent to me literally with Children Hold On to Your Dream.
Oh, hold on. Did Michelle do that too?
Yeah, Marshall did that.
He
Children
did.
Hold
I'm
On.
I'm going to find it and I might try to play it as I go out. I'm going to have Marshall
he
on for
sure did.
Okay, I'm going to have him on a few minutes after.
But here's what I'm calling for, and you're absolutely right again, and people, it's so easy to look this stuff up. I was going to ask this question of you, but while I was on hold, I just looked it up, and here's the answer. America was reported in 2013 to set aside $6.3 trillion with a T for amnesty for immigrants and illegal people crossing the border. In the new, this was in 2013. In the new bill, Ms. Tillman, it is $150 billion
for border
breakers,
and
$107 billion for illegal aliens. Now, I don't know what the difference is, but this is not why I'm calling.
Wait, hold up a minute. Don't ask me the question. Hold up for a second. They're putting this money aside. They're going to create amnesty. So when the other side is fighting and some of the moderate Democrats are fighting too up there, y'all, they know it's wrong. Some of them Democrats up there is holding that line up there. That's why Nancy ain't passed this stuff yet.
I know, that's right.
Because it ain't just all the Republican holding the line. Some of the Democrats, some of them, the white moderate Democrats know to hold that line. When I see a Negro stepping out there trying to push this stuff, I'm saying, hold on. Hold on, y'all. But the thing of it is, they're putting trees, they're putting money in there for housing, for education. Why they got it? And then why you got to teach them, you going something for their language? All this stuff. And black folks sitting by, oh, I hate Trump. Oh, this, do that. And we are getting wiped out, and they move them into our community. They take a whole building and they move on. But it's not the people. I don't blame the people who want to come to America because we built a great country. We built a great country. And it was built off It was built off of family, faith, and God. So they come in, they want the, what we have, but they want to try to keep us with their what their traditions are. But right on, but the black folks busy trying to run to other folk places.
Ms. Tillman, here's the main thing I call for in regard to that $600 scrutiny into your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
It is my... I saw it before it hit the news, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so now it is my understanding that marijuana is still a Schedule I federal
I don't care. I don't discuss marijuana because I think we got
to. I'm just saying.
If folks want to deal with marijuana.
Let me say this.
I want you to shut up for a minute. I love you. You never hear me talk about marijuana on my show. If folks want to be into that, that's their business. Our kids' brains are already messed up. So if folks want to do that, that's their business. What I'm concerned about is education. I don't care if they keep it federal. If they don't, that's their business, whatever folks advocate. But when you talk about education, when you talk about economics and all the other stuff, that's what I'm concerned about. $600 in your bank account that they got to report to IRS whether you put it in or out, and they finna hire a bunch of IRS workers in that bill now so they can come after you. And black folks, they saying, you better call your congresspeople and your senators.
Oh, because if you are, first of all, the government is giving you notice right now, as in Matthew. I mean, that's what they're actually doing. You can find that in Matthew 5:25. Agree with your adversary, lest the judge deal with you.
Thank you. I got to go. I love you because you're talking about the Bible. Look, they are telling us in advance. Don't y'all, but we come behind after the fact. But we be talking so much mess that we don't have time to talk about what is real. Let me talk to Anita. How you doing, Anita?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I guess I'm okay. I wanted to say something that marrying free believing, I think girls are legal in Islam, and I guess it's sometimes it's hard to find women that are believers that are older, and America definitely has a problem with women right now. They don't want to be believers. They want to try to live like men. And there's no way a woman can be a man, because even in a relationship with no children, you still got to deal with men emotionally.
Well, what I'm not, what's so funny, they tell me, no, you're a pregnant person. Men can't get pregnant. They don't want to teach biology in the schools because they don't want you to know. Folks, I don't look at folks' keyhole. Don't peep in folks' keyhole. That's your business. But you don't have a right to put all that stuff on our children. And right now, we better think about family, God, and the nuclear family and all that stuff in our community. We got to stand up here, Anita, because these folks can't tell us what to do. We know what to do for our family.
Yeah, but people follow what white women do, and white women don't have a clue because we took care of their children.
Yes, we did. George Wallace was breastfed by a black woman. Black women made a lot of milk like I did when I had my children, and all my grandkids have a lot of milk. My family breastfed. They had a lot of milk. I used to give milk to the milk bank. I had so much milk. So they breastfed them white folks' babies. You're absolutely right. Thanks, Anita. I tell you, can I get Radcliffe before we go on break? Let me see. I'm going to get Radcliffe for going, then we're going on a break, and I'm going to come back, y'all, and get y'all after I talk to Marsha. It's important to get Radcliffe. Radcliffe, you got a minute. How you doing? Tell us about your homecoming tournament in a minute. You got 1 minute.
How you doing, Mrs. Tillman?
I'm fine. Radcliffe is the one that have the children and the youth that he worked with these children. And I follow him. My grandchildren used to be, he's one, they're coach too. They're grown now. But tell her what you got for a minute.
Okay. The Southside Wolfpack, we have our 24th reunion, our homecoming tomorrow. We'll be playing at Roseland Bloom Park right next to South Shore High School, 76 in Constance. From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have 6 levels of football from 6 years old to 13-year-old, and we're playing the Windy City Dolphins. We want all our alumni, family, and friends to come out to have a good time at 76 in Constance. We expect over 500, maybe 1,000 people to come watch these young men play.
Okay, now how do people get in touch with you, Radcliffe? Because they're telling me I got to go.
They can call me at 773-567-4727.
You do good. 4727, you do good with those young men. We love you. And I'll repeat that, what you have today. Thank you, Mr. Radcliffe. I got to take a break, y'all. Y'all hang in there. I've had a good time. I've had a good time. We're going to take a break. Call for you to conversation with me right here in the great city of Chicago, 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. I'm coming back, and I'm going to talk to Marsha for a few minutes, and I keep him long because he out there in California needs to rest, and then I'm going to come back to y'all because, baby, we are celebrating the Shy Lights. Get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back and talk to me. This is Shy Lights Morning. Be right back.
Beverly Bank and Trust, we serve this neighborhood like only people who really know it can, because this is our home too. Our local bankers are dedicated to helping you reach your goals. We offer custom financial solutions and personalized guidance designed for our neighbors, no matter where you are in your financial journey. Visit thebeverlybank.com/offer for a special offer from your local Wintrust Community Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trying to understand insurance can be a bit overwhelming. Well, not anymore. This is William Carruthers, owner of Power Broker Insurance, protectors of health and wealth. Every Saturday at 12 noon on WVON, tune in to the Power Broker Show. I'll provide weekly insurance content on various types of insurance, including commercial insurance for trucking and Medicare and Obamacare during annual enrollment. Visit our website at powerbrokerinsurance.com. And most importantly, tune in to the Power Broker Show Saturdays at noon on WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Women and men can get breast cancer. Getting regular screening tests and state-of-the-art cancer treatment are the most important strategies to prevent deaths from breast cancer. Finding it early when it's small and has not spread is easier to treat successfully. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm host Dana Devine and breast cancer survivor. This Saturday on Equal Health, Equal Hope, Dr. Robin Jones and I will discuss breast cancer risk and the importance of routine screenings, especially for black women. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go.
Yeah. I told y'all. Just break it down just a little bit for me. Don't turn it off. Let me tell y'all, I had a great time in California Thursday. Marsha and the Charlotte got a solid Walk of Fame. Chicago was in the house, baby. Everybody was in the house. So it was just great to have generational of people there. Jackie Wilson's daughter, Gene Chandler, everybody, Squirrel, there was a lot of fun. We had a good time, Bernadette, but what, to be there, Chicago was in the house. We even had a Black Enterprise there because he's following Marsha. He's doing special on it. B.O.M. was in the house because I was there, y'all. I tell you, it was a great time. I had a good time. Bring it up a little bit, then I'm going to come to Marsha. I love Marsha. Woo! Oh, baby, Chicago was in the house. Hey, Marsha. Was Chicago in the... I guess I got... Marsha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Was Chicago in the house?
Way in the house. All the way in the house.
On behalf of VON in Chicago, I want to thank you for having us there. That the Chalets had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it was wonderful. It was great. We were well represented. I was so proud of you and all the people there, and Tower and everybody. Just proud of you. So I want you to say something to your Chicago audience or whatever you want to say. I know it's early out there, but I want to wake you up and say a few things to Chicago because we know we love you. Not only Chicago, people listen to me all over the country.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's a pleasure and an honor to, first of all, have you in the house because you made – really made me so happy and made the house go blow up. You blew up the house when you got it. And, you know, it's the thing when you come up right there on the south side of Chicago, 47 and St. Lawrence, and you go all the way to the top, far as you can go in Hollywood, getting a star. Up the street, we had Sam Cooke. He's right next to us up there, his star.
Yeah.
He had Jackie Wilson, his star is right beside us, and Herbie Hancock. He's right around us, too. I mean, all the good talent. You got Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
You know, right there. And we just had a wonderful time.
Ooh, I tell you, do we have a good time? I tell you, Chicago was in the house. But not only Chicago, people from around, see, your love, from around the country, people came to be there with you and the Child Life. And I was happy to see Squirrel Children. They were there.
All the children.
Yeah, and one of his daughters told me, thank you, Alderman Tillman. I didn't realize. She said, when she came to the review of her father,
right,
after he passed, because his body was at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, she said she was a little nervous. But she said, Oliver, you know, I walked in there, and my daddy was up there on that stage, and that music was playing. I felt like he was having his last hurrah. She made me feel so good by saying that. It was an honor for us to host and to have Squirrel last review at the Harold Washington Culture Center with the Shylights. We love the Shylights.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. I mean, there's no party, especially with the Shylights family, without the Alderman, Dr. Tillman, when you was the big Alderman on 47th Street. All the time.
Well, ain't nothing like the party, Chicago party. Hardy, and we love you, Marshall. We love you so much. We were so proud of you because Chicago was able to say that to you while you were living, not coming standing. And it's just, see, you know, because they talk about us after we gone, but we want to know it now. And you, there was a lot of love. And it was Brunswick. He was there. Brunswick did it. You want to tell who put that on, who hosted the
show? Well, Records Company, you know, one of the greatest record companies ever put out any Shylight music. Took us all the way to the top, mm-hmm. you know, and gave us all them platinum records and gold records. We had 37 Billboard chart records, mm-hmm. and some people can't even get one record. We had 37 Billboard chart records.
Yeah, and they really had a lot of love and respect for you, I could tell. They love you.
They showed it. I mean, people, we had people coming in from Australia. We had people coming in from Africa. Mm-hmm. They come in to witness that star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. And everybody missed it. All they got to do is Google it or go on YouTube, and they can see the whole ceremony.
Yeah, it was really great. And George, you, Marshall, I know it's tired out there. I know you want to get some rest, but I really wanted you to say something to Chicago, because we love you, and we love you here. You're loved all over the world, and we just.
I'm gonna tell you something. Let me tell you something. It was your pleasure when I seen High Park High School in the house, Inglewood High School in the house, and my school, DuSable High School in the house. That was, man, that knocked me out.
Oh yeah. It was like, I tell you, it was just great. What I loved about it, Marshall, was the generational of people that was passing down knowledge. You had all the generation. They was there supporting and loving you. One, it was just generational, just loving you.
It was beautiful.
I love you, Marsha. I will talk to you later. Play me some Shylight as I take him out.
Right on.
This is as I take you out. We've dedicated this show this morning to Marsha Thomas and Thompson and the Shylights. We love you.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Hey, this show is dedicated to Marsha and the Shylights. They got their star, and Chicago was in the house of people all over the world. As we talk about our community and our music, our life, our education, they was all over our politics, our economics. Dedicated to the Shylights this morning, y'all. B.O.N. was there representing, like, they had artists, they had media from all over the world there, but I want you to know B.O.N. was in the house because I was there. Yeah, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 6900-BON-773-59169. We're streaming live, www.bon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. You can also get us on Blog Talk, Coffee Tea, if you miss us. I'm right up under to Jimmy Lee, my son's ready. His
just
Blog Talk.
Waiting for you.
Woo! Hey, y'all. I hate to go, but I got to bring him on down so I can talk back to you. Let's go back to the phone. I love y'all. And I love VON. I tell you, and our audience, I tell you. And I'm telling you, I know that our audience is going to call their state rep, their congressmen, their senators. $600 if you got an account. They can report it, or you put in and out of the bill pass. More money for the IRS. We don't, put more staff on so they can look at what they are doing. money for amnesty, money for housing for them, $1.6 billion. I think it was Barbara Lee from California introduced the bill for Afghanistan. These people come here to enjoy the dream that we built, y'all. Be clear on that, the foundation we built. But they want to come to the country to enjoy what we built and the freedom, but then transform it. And not only transform it, but then tell us we got to be a certain kind of way. And then they trick you, as they say, they maintain their family and their education, and they trick you out of family, faith. You got to have that. God, and you got a family, faith. You got to have that education, all the things. Family is important. So I'm going back to the phone. Oh, look at there. Let me see what he wants. Hello, young man.
Good morning, Mrs. Tillman, young lady also.
Hi, Art.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
First of all, I agree with you 1,000% to even have a discussion about promoting and selling drugs to a community is already being destroyed with drugs and alcohol.
Well, you don't never hear me talk about it, do you?
I know. That's why I have respect for you on that. That just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing that I agree with you 100% on, to me, if you're not talking about building the black family and the black community, to me it's a wasted conversation, because to continue to talk about what the white people do, what the white women did, and what they did, if that ain't going to build the family, it's just a conversation, just people just talking.
Yeah,
we need to talk about building the black community.
Building our family through all those things that we have put in place that's supposed to represent us. We're supposed to be on that, our education, our family. We need to talk to these people. What do you think about $600 you've got it in the bank? The bank's got to report it to the IRS. If you put it in or put it out, that should be passing nowhere. And they're talking about $1.6 billion to resettle to Afghanistan. They're talking about housing and stuff and education, because they got us over here doing the yang, 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 and they're doing the family, family, game, game, game. Am I right?
At 100%. So long as we keep talking about what the white women did and the white people did, and you're not focused on building the community and the family, we're going to be stuck right here in this mud, because you worried about stuff. They ain't worried about nothing. You talking about long.
Because they keeping their family together.
Keep talking about that stuff. They're going to keep on doing what you just said, building their family and their community.
Thank you.
You're stuck in a time warp.
Okay.
May God bless.
Thank you. Look, y'all, if you don't have, I was looking at something on television the other day. On YCC, whatever it is, it was they was doing it was these people, they was doing something on this tribe of people outside of Montreal, and I wanted my grandchildren to look at it, because even in the midst of all that stuff they was doing, they had a little church that they stayed with their faith. If you don't have faith and you don't know there's a God, you do crazy stuff. The little boy got shot 8 years old in Markham Plain. You do that kind of crazy stuff, shooting up. State trooper on 40. You do crazy stuff because you don't know as a God. There is a God. Don't let these fools tell you that something happened with some kind of this. How you think all this stuff on this? God give us our thoughts, and He speaks quietly. They don't want you to say Heavenly Father, Mother Earth. They want you to think it's neutral. No, baby, ain't no neutrality in that. Heavenly Father, but Mother Earth, because Father and Mother had to make that baby called the human race. Let me go to this phone. Hey, Lance, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing exceptionally well, and I trust that, and I could tell with the conversation you're doing equally, if not better.
Because I know there's a God. There's a God. I said, I know there's a God. That's why.
That's right. And, that's what we need to do as black individuals. Come on back to Bible, because that's what has gotten us to this particular point, and we have gotten somewhat offline, and we're having all of these problems. But I think that if we could come back to Bible as it was, back in the 60s and beyond, I think that we could go ahead and cure a lot of these particular problems. And the show that you had last week was excellent.
Well, I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get him back next week, but I want folks to go and to him and get his books before next week, too.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I'm always wondering why individuals don't have you on their show throughout the country on these radio shows and TV shows, and that's an indication that we have a whole lot of work to do.
Okay, Lance, I thank you for calling. Let me tell y'all, not only do we have to go back to God, a lot of these preachers got to go back to God. You know, and that's why, you know, I said in Chicago, and all, if everybody step out there on their step or go in that corner, everybody just start praising God at the same time and singing in the Spirit of God at one time. I ain't talking about somebody having a march, but I'm saying a lot of these preachers need to go back to God. It ain't just a hustle. Not all preachers. My minister, not like that. My minister work every day, and he really, really got to do. My minister, Andrew Hunt Jr. But you got a lot of ministers. I've heard one of them say, I got to preach my butt off Sunday because I got to make me so-and-so dig deep. And a lot, everybody that's calling, everybody in the pulpit wasn't called. So everybody got to go back to God. I tell you, don't get me to preaching. Reverend Weatherspoon, I'm going to try. Now, we on this 30 seconds now because I ain't got back. Yeah.
God bless you, Dorothy.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you got a good pass at music. We need to bring our music back.
Thank
bring
you.
Bring our music back. That very important. That make us dream again. That stir us up. Bring our music back.
Okay, thank you very much. I can't hardly hear you, but I know bring our music back. Thank you, sir. Look, y'all got 30 seconds. The board is lit. I'm going to try. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to try to get all y'all in before I go. I tell you. I'm going to see what I can do. Come on, give me a few seconds. Say what you got to say. Dolores, yes?
Hey, Dorothy. I just want people to go to the App Store and get what's called the Five Calls app. It has all the information that you have on there, all the numbers you need, all the information you need to be politically astute as we're moving forward. It's called the Five Calls app in the App Store.
Thank you
so much. For all phones.
I thank you now. I thank you. Let me see. Well, Patrick, you should have woke up earlier. Patrick.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
30 seconds. I'm doing fine.
Dude, I'm going to piggyback on what Art said. You know what? You cannot talk about generational the generational wealth gap. You cannot talk about generational wealth unless you talk about the family. Anybody that's not talking about family cannot talk about those things because it's going to take 2 to 3 to 4 generations to close that wealth gap.
You're right.
People are talking contrary out here. They say they want to close the wealth gap, and they talking about they're concerned about it. If you're not thinking about family, you're not thinking about education
got,
of the children,
got you
don't about the wealth gap.
Thank you. Call me earlier next week. I'm trying to get all the way through these phones because this phone is lit up, and a lot of y'all been waiting so long. Jacob, 30 seconds.
Love, Elder. Real quick, when marijuana is right, and we need to get back to the Bible and know what's in that Bible because the Creator said he gives any herb that's born, that's on the planet that have a seed of itself.
That's Deuteronomy.
Is not a drug.
Yeah.
Pharmaceuticals are the drugs.
Okay. Leviticus 11 chapter is a diet for the, and also you got something in Deuteronomy. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to hang up on y'all, but I got to go. I'm trying to get everybody. He's gone. They gone. Okay. Thank you. Who's next? Jay?
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say real quick, I know you're an Eastern Star.
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to know.
How you know I'm Eastern Star? I face the East. How you know?
You said it.
Do you stand on the square? Do you stand on the square?
Let's just say I went through.
That's all right. Go on. You got 30 seconds.
I walked away from it. But
okay,
anyway,
you got 30 seconds.
I just wanted to know if you could speak on what exactly Masons and Eastern Stars are doing with some of the issues.
Nothing. Nobody's doing anything. Nothing. Okay, talk back to you. Now, that's our problem. All these folks that was in place and space is not doing it. Whether our fraternity, our sororities, all our stuff. I said the temple is there. We got to pick up and do what we always were supposed to do. And I thank all y'all for holding. Y'all held so long. Maurice.
Every nation must have a central bank. And it's just a matter of time before the Bank of Africa is online.
Okay, thank you. Tax doctor, and then give me some. I'm gonna go out with Marsha.
I hope you read my report.
I've been out of town. Tax doctor.
All right. I want to plant the seed. It's time to do away with property taxes.
I think so. And mine's is high, baby. Thank you so much. Hey, y'all. Enjoy, y'all. I want to. How many minutes I got over there? Oh yeah, cause I want to play. I didn't know Michelle told me, and I'm gonna go out with this with Marsha's song. Hold on to your dream. Did he do it? I'm going to go out. That was really something. Look, y'all, I enjoyed y'all. This conversation was something. I wish I had more time to even talk about it. You just started real slow. Okay, I wish I had more time to talk about it because $600 in your bank account that they reported to the IRS, and IRS report back. The bank has to do that. Then they have more IRS thing. One, Barbara, I'm going to play it. Look it up. $1.6 billion to resell Afghanistan. Look it up. The black congressman introduced it. Talk to your congressman. They talking about money for education, money for housing. That money, that little money time I'm giving y'all in for y'all. We better wake up and talk to all of our representatives, our senators and our congressmen. Robin Kelly, Danny Davis, Bobby Rush, Dick Durbin. Hey, y'all, what y'all doing? What y'all doing to us? I'm telling y'all. And we're celebrating the Shy Lights today, y'all. They got a star on the Walk of Fame. It's just so great. Walk of Fame star, y'all. It was just great, great, great. We're celebrating them. We had a good time. Ramos de Love was in the house, acapone, on the microphone, as he called himself. But everybody was there. Look, y'all, until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Hey, bring him on up.
Your heart and your mind.
He did hold your dream. It's for the children. I don't know if y'all like the Dundee song. Michelle, thank you. Yeah. It's for our children. If we don't do it, how can they hold on to a dream if we don't give them something? Family. God, faith. Family. Important. If you don't have a church to go to, check us out on YouTube, Liberty Baptist Church, and check my pastor out, Andrew Hunt Jr. He works every day, y'all. He ain't beholden to no politicians. We on at 11 o'clock on YouTube, y'all. Central Time. Check us out. Hey! Love is stronger than hate, y'all. Let me know when I got a minute to go in. 30 seconds. 30 seconds in. Whoa! Hold on to your dream.
Gotta show you the way.
Gotta show you the way. Hold on to your dream. If you don't teach them math and science, how can they have a dream of being a scientist? You don't teach them physics, how can they hold up? If you don't teach them some trade, how can they have a dream? You don't teach them, you got free nursing stuff going on at the city college. If our children don't get in medicine, how they gonna be doctors, mechanics, tailors, families? Come on, y'all. Let's give them a dream. They used to say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's still terrible, y'all. Let's give them something to hold on to. Yeah, come on, Marsha. We're going to play it all, right? It's Marsha and the Shylights. Hey, Tara, we love you too, baby. We appreciate you. Woo! Dreams are the wings of the mind you can fly. Let's give them something to fly on, y'all. It's about family. It's about faith. That nuclear family is important. Woo! Don't that feel good, y'all? That's why they want to take control of our music and have calling for bees and all that. Woo! Step by step. Step by step. Straight ahead, y'all. It's hard to tread, baby, but you can do it. Your ancestors did it. What you see. Let's show them something. Love is truly strong. You can't see none of your hate. You need your faith. Hey! And your dream. What dream are you giving them, y'all? Dorothy Wright Tillman said, show them the way, y'all. Call your congressman, your representative, y'all. Show them the way. Until next week. Hey, Jane Jr. Until next. Oh, my daughter, Jamil. Second year from sobriety. This is her second year of sobriety. Off alcohol. She's doing just fine. If y'all miss her, she was on Channel 9 the other day, y'all. She did a good job. Hey, Jamil, proud of you. Until next week, that's my middle daughter, the teacher. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman say, once again, Jamil, proud of you. 2 years, reparations now.
see in this slavery industry.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
To every black parent in California whose child was killed by a cop, Governor Gavin Newsom has a message.
I can't imagine grief and pain and loss, but this provides a little hopefulness, softens the edges a little bit. Your children lives not in vain.
And with that, the Democratic governor signed a series of police reform bills. No more...